Problems, but we also have solutions. Hello there, America. Hello there, the world. Well, the universe. This is Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger, the program Uncensored, Radio Free America, heard exclusively here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. And, of course, tonight, as promised, we are going to reintroduce one colorful individual. He's a go-get-em, no-nonsense, breast-beating, chest-thumping, patriotic conservative, and that's none other than Mr. Artie Wheeler. And, of course, the last time we had Artie Wheeler, you'll recall how he boasted that he was going to send this judge, this federal judge, Judge Joan Lefkoe there, whose husband and whose mother were murdered in the Chicago area. He's going to send him his own CD with a CD audio letter and telling her who really murdered those dear folk. And, of course, I said, well, don't be surprised if you hear from the FBI pretty soon, Artie Wheeler. And guess who he heard from yesterday morning? Artie Wheeler, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Rick Adams. I want to tell you that a friend of mine has come over here tonight, and we are burning a CD for the federal pigs here in Baltimore, Maryland. That's Mr. Perkins up there in the office and his assistant, Dave. Dave seems like a pretty good boy to me. He seems like he's naive, but he's honest. And because he's an employee of the FBI and he's honest, it will be big trouble for him if he tries to go forward in the FBI. This CD is one terrific CD. It's going to be accompanied with the book, which I offer for free to anybody that wants one. And now I'm ready, if you are, to go ahead and tell what happened when the federal and city pigs came over to the Wheeler residence day before yesterday. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready. The only thing I'm disappointed in is that they did not bring you breakfast.
Well, it was kind of an amazing deal. I heard a knocking at the door and got up, and I didn't have any clothes on. And one of them had a bald head. He looked like a classic Baltimore pig. You hear me out there, piggies? Squeal for me tonight, you stinking Baltimore pigs. And the other one looked a little more presentable. He had some hair. Well, I invited them in. They informed me that they were local law enforcement and federal law enforcement. They flashed their tins.
Yes,
you should have seen them.
I hear them in the background.
Anyway, I said, well, what may I do for you boys? Come in and sit down. Well, they didn't want to sit down, and they didn't like the idea that I didn't have any clothes on. Isn't that amazing, trying to tell a man what to do in his own house? Well, it seems that they were disturbed that I had contacted Judge Lefkoe. You know, she's the scumbag federal judge up in Chicago that had her husband and her mother murdered the other day. It's about a month and a half
ago,
I guess.
Yes.
And she was the woman that sent Matt Hale to prison. Matt Hale was a member of the White Aryan Nationalist Organization.
Artie, stay where you are. Stay where you are, Artie. We're going to continue this story when we come back from our first break right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Stay tuned for a hot night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Adams.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The music, the Avengers, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. I also called myself the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm on uncensored Radio Free America, only on Republic Broadcasting. Well, old man Artie Wheeler in Baltimore, Maryland, start your story again about what time in the morning you hear the knockety knock at the door and these federal agents with their bald-headed chicken pluckers and all.
Yeah, Rick, these bald-headed chicken pluckers showed up at my house, like I say. They said to me that Judge Lefkoe was distraught. Well, I had sent the judge not only a lambasting verbal CD, I said, Judge Lefkoe, you've got to be the stupidest woman in the United States. Don't you know that if the Chicago pigs, that's the Chicago police, had your... house under protective surveillance, that it was them that murdered your mother and husband, or they let somebody in the house that did? Do you not know that them being shot in the back of the head, as was said on the news, and with 22 shell casings, rimfire shell casings on the floor, that is a classic Mossad hit? Yeah, I didn't know at that time, folks, that Judge Lefkoe and her husband were CIA agents. If I had, I would have really loaded down on her treacherous behind.
Well, yes, now, sir. Artie, didn't they pick up this gentleman and found that he committed suicide who was supposed to have been the real culprit?
Well, the amazing thing, Rick, and all the people listening out there, was that just a few days, 3 or 4 or 5 days after the murders, which were horrible enough, a fella pulled up at a police roadblock, better known as a pig stop, there I believe it was Wisconsin.
Yes.
And he put a pistol to his head and blew his brains out. And they supposedly found a note in his car claiming that he had killed Mr. Lefko and the elderly mother. Now, isn't that a convenient Manchurian candidate?
Wow, that didn't take them long, did it, either?
Not long, just about as fast as they found McVeigh.
And it was all by accident that they found this man at this time.
Yes, sir. And the amazing thing, I was barred on talk radio here in Baltimore, Maryland, WBAL, the Ron Smith Show, for saying that McVeigh had nothing to do with the Oklahoma City bombing, that he was a Manchurian candidate, and that Daddy Bush had actually hired the Iraqi Secret Service agents that blew up the Murrow Federal Building. I bet you folks didn't know that, did you? Well, anyway, this federal pig flashed his tin here a couple of times.
Yes.
Told me that they didn't appreciate me writing Judge Lefko. What do you think of that?
Well, now, what happened to your God-given First Amendment rights of free speech, my friend?
Well,
Eddie Wheeler.
Rick, I told the federal pig, I said, you know, I bet you are one of the same scumbags that come in here and ransacked my house and tortured my wife for 6.5 hours a year and a half ago. How about you, pig, city pig? Were you involved in it? Oink, oink, oink. And he didn't say one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, if Judge Lefko is a civil servant, isn't she open to anyone sending her a CD?
Yeah.
And he said to me, well, you didn't threaten her in any way. And I said, I don't need to threaten her. She'll be taken care of with the all-night firing squad, which will be in her basement of her courthouse sooner than she imagines. Go ahead, Rick.
All right, Artie. So these gentlemen, so to speak, how many were there that came to your door yesterday morning?
There was two pigs that showed up at the front door, as I say, Baltimore City pig and federal pig. And I called the FBI office here in Baltimore just after they left, and I had about a half-hour talk with a guy that called himself Dave. He didn't give me his last name. You know, I told him another little incident that I did here I think you'll find interesting. Mr. Barry Chamis put on his website that the man that murdered Yitzhak Rabin was none other than Yarbo Rubin. Yeah, he was one of his bodyguards. Well, it seems that Mr. Rubin is the head of security at the Israeli embassy down here in Rockville, Maryland, where he lives. Well, Barry put his name and phone number up. Well, I called him the other night, and I said, hello? And a woman answered the phone with a heavy Israeli accent. She said, hello? And I said, I'd like to talk to Mr. Rubin. This is Artie Wheeler up in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm writing the best book in the world on the World Trade Center massacre done by the Bushes and the Clintons, and I need the spy satellite pictures of the two so-called planes crashing into the World Trade Center tower.
Uh-huh.
And I said, would it be possible that your husband, Mr. Rubin, could get those? I know Ariel Sharon's got them, and I know Mr. Putin of Russia has got them. Well, he come to the phone, and he said, hello? And I said basically what I just said there and asked him, could he get me the satellite images made by the National Security Agency down here at Fort Meade? And I said, did you really murder Yitzhak Rabin? Well, you know, he slammed that phone down so hard, Rick, that I hurt my ear for a half an hour.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the Israeli folks down there are going to get a CD and a nice copy of my book. This federal pig said that he had my copy of the book about the Bushes doing the World Trade Center massacre. And I said, what'd you think of that? If you read that book, you know positively for a fact that the Bushes planned and orchestrated that. And he said, now this is the federal pig, mind you. He said, I don't get involved in politics. And I said, you better. I said, it don't make any difference who you vote for. They're all controlled by the same banker cabal behind the scenes. Bush, Gore, Clinton, Cheney, and all
the rest of them, huh?
All of them. And
even Condi Rice.
Oh, Condoleezza Rice is the biggest liar. My God, she needs to work in a house of prostitution where she could lie to the customers.
Well,
you know,
she's the one
satisfied.
Secretary of State now. She was National Security Advisor and one of the FBI's own experts in translation, Sybil Edmonds, said point blank that Condi Rice was an out-and-out liar.
Well, I want to tell you something here tonight, Rick, and the people on the show about Mrs. Sybil Edmonds. She is absolutely one of the most beautiful women that I've ever seen. I was stunned when I saw her. I just wished that I was a young man again, although I'm happily married. But they drug a red herring across her desk. She is up here arguing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, incidentally, all of which have received a copy of my book and CD. They're a bunch of scumbags. They've all got crimes in their past, so they're not going to do anything but pretend to favor Mrs. Evans.
Uh-huh.
But she has been given a red herring so she would pop and chirp and distract the American people. She's actually still telling that there were hijackers with box cutters and that the Bush administration had prior knowledge about the box cutters and the Muslims that were going to attack America with the planes, which is total hokum. All they did was distract her with a bunch of mumbo-jumbo and garbage. I've tried to get in contact with Miss Evans. I know that her law firm is working with the feds, even though they're pretending to be helping her. And they did the same thing with Mrs. Colleen Rowley of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
She was an FBI agent.
Yes.
You know, you've heard of her.
Oh,
she's
yes,
kind
surely.
Of a plain-looking woman, but she has four children, and she's very smart. But they drug a red herring across her desk. She thought that Mohammed Atta had something to do with this thing, and she didn't know that he was recruited by the CIA while he was in college in Germany several years ago. The last account I had of Osama bin Laden, he was hooked up to a kidney machine for dialysis at a CIA facility outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yes, and
about
he's a lot taller this year than he was last year, Artie.
Yes, that's
well,
correct.
Well, anyway, now let me ask you this now. When you were talking to this FBI agent, Dave, in the local office in Maryland,
yes,
and
sir,
when you mentioned the name of Sybil Edmonds, who was working for the FBI a few years ago, what did he say? He'd never heard
well,
of this.
I asked Dave, I said, Dave, from your voice and your demeanor, you sound like you're an honest man. And if you are honest, as I said to him, that will give trouble for you at the FBI. I said, right now, these 397 taps on this phone that I'm talking to you over, and in a few days, they're going to do the same thing to you that they did to a young investigator from NORAD that called my house at 11:30 at night. She wanted to know why I was making inquiries about black boxes, flight recorders on Global Hawk type aircraft.
Yes.
Yeah, and I told her what I knew about it at the time, and I said, now listen, hon, she told me she was 25 years old, and I said, you're an investigator from NORAD. I want you to know that in two or three days they will come down to your office and have you before a committee. There'll be some shrinks there, and they'll watch you very carefully, and they'll say to you, do you believe what old Artie Wheeler said, or is he a nutcase? And depending on what you say, they will either shut your career into obscurity, or they will try to get you to throw in with them because there are traitors inside NORAD in civilian and military clothes just like they are everywhere else. And I told this young FBI officer, Dave, the same thing. I said, they'll put you in front of the shrinks, and depending on how honest they think you are, they'll try to recruit you because there's criminal elements in the FBI. They're in the upper echelon parts. They belong to the Skull and Bones, all those organizations, you know, those old boys clubs. And I said to Dave, have you ever heard of Sybil Edmonds? And he said, no. And I said, have you ever heard of Colleen Rowley? And he said, no, I haven't. And I said, well, I said, you know, my wife is a member of the NA, and I do a little listening here. I said, the other night I put four CDs under the front door of the company that makes the Tomahawk cruise missiles. Yeah, they're right up here in Tucson, Maryland, and they have a plant in Tucson that makes the Tomahawk cruise missiles, and I put a CD and a book about Bush's doing the World Trade Center crash, and I sent it to Mr. Bill Swanson, who is the CEO of that company. Yeah, and he's got the book. And they all know that Raytheon, which is the name of the company, made those Tomahawk cruise missiles. And I told that to Dave, the young FBI agent. And as I say, he's going to be getting a CD here made of me tonight.
Oh, boy. I think you're going to be getting another visit pretty soon, Artie. You stay where you are, and we will be right back with Artie Wheeler. You want to hop aboard, you can do so at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Donno Cafe? Donno Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Donno Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Back again. Yeah, it's always a nice show on a Friday night. Every couple of Fridays or so, we like to have Artie Wheeler with us because, he's one of the most informative and historically accurate scholars that I've ever had. But he's also entertaining, and I give him a tremendous amount of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for having the spunk and enthusiasm that he does, especially when he's talking about those pigs. Those pigs in government and elsewhere that are destroying our freedom. Right, Artie Wheeler?
Yes, sir. Well, I can hear the applause. Thank you. Thank you, my fellow Americans. And even the pigs are applauding, believe it or not. Yeah, and they're squealing. I can hear them.
Yes,
point.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Rick, I would like to say something very quickly here.
Surely.
About Mrs. Sybil Edmonds. As I said, she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, at least to my eye. You know, those Turkish Khazar women always have an attraction for us Westerners, but she is a Jewish woman, and she is a pure-hearted woman and a great patriot to this country. Everyone should love her, and you may hear me once in a while get on the Jews, but I don't really mean to get on them. I'm talking about the Frankists, the Zionists, and the Shabbatians. Those are the ones that are behind all our trouble. They actually killed Dr. Theodore Herzl. They killed Zeb Jabotinsky, and they tried to kill Mr. Ben Hecht, the great author and playwright, because he had a falling out with them like they all did. I want to say that Mrs. Colleen Raleigh, even though, as I said, she's kind of a plain-looking woman, the purity of her heart makes up for it. Both those women have had their careers ruined by the FBI, by the scumbags at the very top. And I want to say that there are very fine FBI officers that go into that organization with sincerity and the idea of doing good and stopping crime. And the pressure that's put on them is just enormous. They get corrupted. I want everyone to know that here.
You know, Artie, maybe this is the time for me to come out and tell you all a little bit about my own involvement with the FBI many, many, many moons ago. Now, this is the truth, the God's honest truth, as the Lord is my witness. Years ago, I was a college student at Rhode Island College, and this goes back, as I say, a number of years ago. And I was quite patriotic then. I was reading a lot of John Birch material, a lot of super patriot stuff, as they call them. And one day, this man who worked on the campus gave me a call. His name was David Stackhouse, and he was an elderly man, but quite a patriotic man, very heavily involved in reenacting the what we call the Gatsby days here. You know the burning of the Gatsby during the Revolutionary War?
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, he gave me a call, and he said, if I was interested, I'd like to go down to the FBI office, and they're looking to find out what's going on campus. There's a number of communist groups and communist attractions and recruitment going on. So I went down there with him, met the FBI, and lo and behold, they asked me if I wouldn't mind doing a little campus investigating for them, find out about these groups and who is funding them and what's going on. So, well, it sounds like it could be a little risky for me, but I'd be willing to do it. So I did. And, by the way, they did pay me under the table, which was pretty nice of them, wasn't it? Anyhow, I did go to a couple of the meetings, and then the minister of the church that I went to said, you know, you're putting your life on the line here, and what are we really accomplishing? Richard Nixon at the time was embracing Red China. The FBI was basically serving the interests of the internationalists at that point, allowing Red Chinese agents to come and go in the United States because of the administration embracing them. And I approached the FBI and I told them, hey, guys, I like what you're trying to do, but there's powers way above your head and way above this government that are working for the destruction of America. And it doesn't seem logical to me to be risking my life going to meetings and finding out information if the real enemy ain't these communist kids that don't know any better. It's the Marxist socialists and the internationalists above them that are promoting this trade and aid with the enemy for the destruction of our own country. So I did have to part company with them, and I told them I didn't think it was fortuitous because the government was the real enemy. So that's the story of my FBI days, Artie.
I'm glad to hear that, Rick, and I'd like to expound on that in just a minute here. They tried to recruit you to be a shill.
Yes.
As you know, Bill Hill and Hillary Clinton both were CIA agents when they were in college. They were known as a CIA couple. As a matter of fact, when Clinton was in England with his Rhodes Scholarship, supposedly marching with the protesters, yelling, ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh,
yes,
Viet Cong's going to win, he was actually trying to get the goods on honest, patriotic people who were sincerely opposed to the Vietnam War.
That's interesting.
Now, what's interesting here about this FBI, it was started, I think, in 1907 or 1908 by an executive decree. You need to read, the people out there, a book by Jack London called The Iron Heel. It is a 1907 version of the Turner Diaries, if you're familiar with that, by Dr. William Pierce, better known as Andrew McDonald. And once you understand that it was the Wall Street and New York and London bankers that financed the Bolshevik Revolution and
yes,
propped the communists up all through the 1920s, 30s, and early 40s to keep the Soviet regime from collapsing, then you realize that even these fools, for example, that trained the teachers that taught me, I'm 62 years old, they taught me in back in the 50s, you see, and they were communist dupes then.
Okay, stay where you are, Artie. We'll pick right up with your phone calls if you'd like to join us, too. Artie Wheeler from Baltimore is my guest. I'm Rick Adams. We'll continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
Back. Oh boy, what a hot show is promised, huh? Rick Adams with you, uncensored, Radio Free America, and I'm your radio avenger, and you hear, Mr. Artie Wheeler back again by popular demand. And Artie, you're just talking about, you talk so fast and you got so much to say. Why don't you just resume where you left off?
Well, what I was going to tell you was the story of what happened at the larger post office down here on Eastern Avenue the other day.
What happened?
We've been taking these packages over to be mailed to various senators and various people around the country, and the packages had been getting destroyed. They've got a mail cover down at
the main
post office.
Yes.
And the CDs were getting hit with hammers and stuff, and people were calling me from all around the country that had sent in for the free book and the CDs.
So, in other words, your CDs that you were mailing out were being deliberately vandalized.
Deliberately vandalized by employees of the post office down there. I assume they were federal agents.
All right.
They didn't have anything else to do.
Okay.
Well, I went down to the post office here to file a complaint, and the woman said, well, let me get the manager because I'll just have to repeat what you're going to say to him. Well, the manager come out there, a colored gentleman, and he said, Mr. Wheeler, I understand that some of your CDs and stuff have been damaged. And I said, yes, sir, that's correct, and I'm here to file a formal complaint about the damage to my mail. And he said, Mr. Wheeler, your wife showed Debbie one of the CDs that the Bush administration planned and orchestrated the World Trade Center massacre. He said, everybody here at the post office has seen it. We all know the Bushes did it, Everyone has looked at the CD, and there's nothing we can do, Mr. Wheeler. We've got to think about our jobs and our Social Security, and the same
pensions.
Is true in the military.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do you recommend? And he said, Mr. Wheeler, you can only send it by registered mail and put bubble wrap around the CDs, even though they're in this big, thick book, and maybe they won't get destroyed. And I said, well, I want it known that the federal pigs are destroying my mail here purposely, running a mail cover, and I'm making a formal complaint. And the gentleman there who was head of the post office was powerless to do anything about it.
Well, isn't that amazing? Now, all this going on in this government-run institution and protected monopoly, the postal system. But here they were admitting, they said that they had agreed with virtually everything that you had put in the CD about the Bush administration's complicity with 9/11.
Yes. Well, I want to say one more thing, Rick. The other day I had to go to court down here. They were going to try to sweep this charge of having more than 5 pounds of smokeless powder without a permit under the table. They were going to give me probation before.
That was
30.
The original charge under which they came to your door.
Which they broke down both doors of our house and tortured my wife for 6.5 hours and carried $300,000 worth of stuff off from our house. Kept me in jail for 4 months with no bail on misdemeanor charges, and I lost 91 pounds when I was in the jail because I wasn't getting my proper medicine. And the guards came to the jail there and told me, they came to my cell, and they had me down with all the pedophiles, incidentally, and they said, Mr. Wheeler, they're trying to kid you here. We know that. We're going to try and look out for you as best we can. We know what's going on, and these black men had studied the New World Order much more than the average white. But what I want to say, Rick, I went to my trial. The old judge, her name was Lynn Stewart. She looked like Oprah Winfrey. She'd put on probably 50 pounds since I'd seen her a year before. And she excused herself from the trial. Yeah, she said Mr. Wheeler had done talked to the governor, talked to the lieutenant governor, and all the people that received them, their CDs of his, so I was going to excuse myself from the trial. Well, they put this old fattening hog of a white judge on me. I can't remember his name. I think it was Griggs. And I said to him, well, I fired the lawyer right there in front of him, my scumbag chyster lawyer. His name was Brian Thompson of the Thompson and Silverman Law Firm, and I'm hoping that he files a lawsuit against me. I fired him right in the courtroom. I said, you're fired in front of about 200 people, and the old judge said, be quiet, you're dismissed. Well, then the judge said, Mr. Wheeler, you've obeyed your probation officer and complied with all your probation perfectly. I'm going to give you probation before judgment. And I said, Judge, I don't want no probation before judgment. I want the charge to stand. I want to be convicted of practicing my right to keep and bear powder and shot, which is an adjunct to the right to keep and bear arms. And all you reloaders out there, stockpile plenty of powder and bullets, let me tell you, because you're going to have to use them on the pigs and on the army. That's coming. Well, anyway, the old judge looked at me, and I said, you know, Judge, you judges have done more to harm the American people, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution than any other single group in the world. You've done more harm than the legislatures have. And he threw his hair back and run out to his chambers. And I was standing there, and the bailiff come over, a black gentleman, and he shook my hand, and he said, good speech, Mr. Wheeler, good speech. Well, we went out on the courthouse steps. I came down there, and the news media had the cameras rolling. All four or five of them here in Baltimore. And here's what I said. George Bush Jr., W., is bisexual. He has a full-blown case of AIDS. His homosexual lover, Mr. Victor Ashe, the ex-mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, who is ambassador to Poland, has a full-blown case of AIDS likewise. Daddy Bush is a pedophile. He's been getting his children, the boys out of Father Flanagan's Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, and the young girls as young as 10 years old were coming from Nebraska Child Protective Services.
Now, wait a minute now, Artie. Now, we just saw Papa Bush and Bill Clinton and Davy Bush there praying before the Pope's body. And didn't we see them in earnest prayer with tears coming down their cheeks and sincerely praying and humbling their hearts before the Lord, Artie?
They can put it on good. I want to tell you people that the Pope is head of the Frankists. Did you people know that? Yeah, his mother, Vera Katz, was a Lithuanian Frankist. She died when he was 8 years old, but she had imparted the Frankish cult to him. Most of you people didn't know that, did you? Well, I want to say that I said all this in public.
Yes.
My buddy came running over here the next night and said, man, you call Bush a pedophile on the 13 channel news, and you call Baby Bush a bisexual. And then, Rick, I realized that they were using me. The word has got back to me that the Rothschilds have ordered the Bush administration taken down, dismantled. That was the word they used. So there was nothing said on that show that the station manager did not authorize, because he's on the CIA payroll like every other station manager in the United States. I just wanted to tell that little story so you people have the real skinny on what's going on here in the United States.
Well, now, this is all interesting, because I'd like to back up a minute now, back to this Judge Lefkoe, and now that she has been relieved of the position here temporarily in the trial, once again, of this white separatist, Matt Hale. You see what they just did to him a couple of days ago.
40 years, and I told this federal pig that, and he said he didn't know one way or the other. And I said, well, you better start watching the damn Internet a little bit.
Now, here's a case where this man, Matt Hale, you had met him or you knew him, right?
No, sir, I didn't know him. He was a friend of my wife's. She corresponded with him, and that filthy scumbag Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R, who was the warden at the prison there, he stopped the correspondence between my wife and Matt Hale. Gerber, you're a scumbag, G-E-R-B-E-R. I will let the people determine what your nationality and ethnicity is. You are a scumbag Frankist, Mr. Gerber.
And now, what happened in the meantime was, just the other day, the trial went on, if you will, the so-called trial, the horse trial, and they convicted Matt Hale of the attempted murder of this same federal judge whose mother and husband were murdered. And
yes,
as you know, he put up quite a resilient fight. And he said it quite honestly, I believe him, that he was framed.
He was framed. The murderers, it's anybody's guess who they were. He was charged with soliciting the murder of Judge Lefkoe.
Soliciting for the murder of this federal judge.
She's a federal judge there. And as I say, she's a CIA agent as well, and so was her husband. I didn't know that until after I sent her the CD. And they were double dipping, you know, getting paid two checks, incidentally. And Matt Hale, this shows you the nitwittery of the Illinois electorate and who serves on a jury. This shows you how stupid the American people are. The tiny handful of people that listen to this show have a high degree of intelligence and mental acumen. But the average American that you run into on the street is pig-headed stupid. Let me tell you, squealing like a hog, man.
That's right.
Nothing but pigs. And, you know, I don't feel sorry when a bunch of them fools get it and they take the deep six over in Iraq, because they're over there murdering children, just like they murdered children in Vietnam, Rick. And you know them old stupid farm boys down there in Arkansas when I was about 20 years old? I'd tell them, you fools going to Vietnam. Don't you know that's all to make money for that scumbag Lyndon Johnson and company? And they'd say to me, well, you ain't got no patriotism. If I wouldn't get fired from my job, I'd whoop you. And I'd say, you know what you can whoop, fool? Let's see how you feel when you're impaled on a punji stick laying down in a tiger pit with goop doo-doo smeared on the end of the stick. And, boy, it would make them mad, let me tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine, Artie. You have a way of doing that. All right, 800-313-9443. Anyone would like to hop aboard, and that's 800-313-9443. Artie, getting back to Matt Hale again, it seems to me pretty evident that no man like Matt Hale
having been smeared and vilified as a real danger to society for being a, quote, white separatist and white supremacist, can get a real fair trial in any American courtroom at this point, no?
That's very true, Rick. They did the same thing to me here. They demonized me in the media here for months, saying that I was a white supremacist, a neo-Nazi, a racist, a fascist, a bigot. And I'm a half-breed Indian. And, of course, when I told them that in the trial, they just all nearly fell out of their seats. Well, we had this big old oyster-lipped Patricia Jessamy. She was the prosecutor here. Yeah, she had big old oyster lips. They looked like the gills on a chicken teague oyster. And she was flapping them big old oyster lips up there at me all the time with the Baltimore Sun here. And we had this little hatchet-faced prosecutor named Doug Ludwig. You know, I think he's one of them funny boys that would hit you with his purse.
Hello, Doug. Hello. Have you hit anybody with your purse lately? Oh, I'm so scared. You better go hit with Barney first. Huh?
All right. We got somebody on the line from Kentucky that wants
call
to
in,
say
folks.
Hello. All right. Let's bring him in. Hello. You're on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
Okay, I've got a couple questions.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I've never listened to this before, and I find it all quite fascinating.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering, okay, where do you all get this information? Where is it, on the Internet or something?
All yes,
right,
ma'am,
Artie,
it's
where
on
you
the
get
Internet.
All your information, Artie?
The bulk of it comes from the Internet. Anything you want to know can be found on the Internet. I used to have a master machinist and toolmaker that trained me, and he said, being a genius is not knowing the answers at all, but simply where to look for them. That's how you become a great engineer. And he was absolutely true. Incidentally, I'm glad you high-stepping gals are calling in here.
Well, thank you.
Now, you say this is the first time you've listened to our programming?
Yes, it is.
Now, how did you stumble upon us?
I was just flipping through the channels, and it sounded quite interesting.
Are you listening on radio or on the Internet?
On the television.
Okay, all right. So you're listening to us online, huh? Very good. I'm happy to know that. Now, this is the first time you've heard any kind of dialogue like this before?
No.
So you're not a novice in that regard, right?
No, I'm not.
Good, good. I'm glad to have you with us, and it's nice to know that there are so many people like yourself.
Well, okay. Okay, here's my question. When you get
sure.
this information on the Internet, how do you discern which would be real information and which would be false information?
Good question, Artie.
Well, let me say this to this woman here, this lady that's talking. I have a T-shirt on that shows two fireballs coming out of the, shows two Tomahawk cruise missiles coming out of the fireball on the World Trade Center. Anybody can see this. They saw it on the news one night. It was put on for public consumption. What are Tomahawk cruise missiles doing coming out of the fireball on the World Trade Center? This means that obviously they got them from the U.S. Navy. It means probably that the Bushes were complicit in this horrible crime and tragedy. So you look at the pictures on the Internet here, which I pulled them off the net and downloaded them onto a floppy and then took the floppy to the T-shirt shop and had the shirt made. You saw this. You have to determine this. The first thing to do is to get out of watching regular television shows. They are designed to dumb you down and dumb the children down. And if you can get your children away from the public school, if you have to work three jobs to do it, do so. That's how you learn. You make the determination by simple reason and logic.
Okay,
thank you for your call, my dear. All right, let's go to the next call. Hello, you're next on our program with Artie Wheeler and Rick Adams. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you're in Texas. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right, I got a question for Artie.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I listen to alternative radio, Pacifica Network, all the time, so I'm used to an alternative viewpoint. I was just flipping through the channels and came across you, and I was wondering, first of all, who I'm listening to and what your format is. And,
all right, my name is Rick Adams, and I do the program every weeknight at 9 Central called Uncensored Radio Free America. That's me.
And your information and what... I guess you have some sort of conspiracy theory.
Well, we don't deal in theories. We deal in conspiracy fact. But our guest tonight, every night we have different guests and open conversation. Artie Wheeler has been, I guess, a personal testimony to what can happen when you become an enemy of the political folk in Washington that don't like people waking up. That's probably how I could best describe it. Hey, Artie?
Yes, sir, and we love it. We love taking these pigs on because they're going to go down. The Rothschilds have already decreed that they are going to be dismantled. And what will happen to them is anybody's guess. And a new gang of stooges will be put in their place. They've already been groomed for it and given their instructions. What do you think of that, baby Bush? You better go over there with Victor Ash. You two boys, I don't know what's going to happen to Daddy Bush.
Well, he's still praying with the Pope, so we'll have to wait till he comes, when he comes full circle.
They're probably playing with the Pope's dead body. They're probably into necrophilia if the truth was known.
Oh, my. Well, I you know, they're a sick bunch. There's no question about it. And Jimmy Carter was probably the better for it all for not going with them.
Well, you know, Jimmy Carter was the Kennedy's half-brother. Jimmy Carter's mother, Miss Lillian, was the top secretary at the Chicago Merchandise Mart back in the 1920s. And I don't have to tell you what old Mr. Joe Kennedy was doing, do I?
Oh, no, you don't, Artie. All right. Hey, thank you for the call, my dear. Listen, stay where you are, Artie. Let's take our final break. We'll be right back with those of you on the line. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio. Free America continues.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there, and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there, and I walk to the other end of the road, and I come back, and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you slip your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Okay, hey, we're back. Radio Avenger. The program is uncensored. Radio Free America. And I'm Rick Adams. Artie, we only have a few moments, and we've got a bunch of callers, so let me do this. People who want to speak with you, by the way, one wants to speak with you off the air at the end of the show, so stay on when we're done.
Yes, sir.
But why don't you just give your phone number? People, I know you always welcome a good call. Give your phone number.
I would like to give the address here, street address and phone number
quickly
of our little home here. The pigs didn't have any trouble finding it. And you fine Americans out there, don't be afraid to call us. Call us and give us a little chitty-chatty here, or send us a card if you want my free CD about the World Trade Center massacre. You can show the 33 video clips and the reads to anybody. Plus, you can print out the entire book and give it to your friends. Bush Treason Against America, the World Trade Center crash as seen through the eyes of a tool and die maker. Now, my phone number is 1-410-327-4522. 1-410-327-4522. Don't be afraid to call, folks. They
all
can't
right
watch everybody.
Artie, we got three people who want to speak to you. I'm going to
okay,
ask them to
I'm ready,
free
sir.
Okay, first we've got Terry in Texas. Briefly, hi, Terry.
How's it going?
Okay, question?
No, I don't have a. I think about the other call drawing because I might have a comment about about the Pope, and that doesn't relate to what you guys are talking about. So it's probably not fair to the callers.
Okay, all right, appreciate it. Let's go to Andrea from New York. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
and I know
quickly
you guys just I'm a 9/11 victim at the Trade Center, and I heard the motor on the second aircraft, and I've never heard a passenger jet sound like what I heard that morning. So I was pretty certain I heard anything else, but. And I heard the demolition destroy the interior of the U.S. Customs House, which was 6th World Trade Center. So
mm-hmm
anything that you're going to say, I mean, and I'm a Republican, and I whatever's hijacked the Republican Party, I mean, you definitely can't look at, you know, what truly represents America and the Republic by looking at this administration. You know,
yeah, well, it makes no difference who you vote for. They're
absolutely
all
no difference, Andrea.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, it's pretty deplorable. And I actually merged banks. So I, in having read Griffin's book, I'm very well aware of, you know, just how insidious the corruption is.
Right. We had him on the program. Absolutely.
So, you know, but I
yes,
do
ma'am
want to call you. I would love your CD, and we can talk.
Well, you
point
you send here, and you can sure get it. I'll
you know,
be happy
to
send it to you.
You
I
do that.
You
give him a call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky, our last call right now. We don't have a good time anymore for any others. Hello, Mike.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get in sooner, but when you're looking on the Internet, you do have to know the keywords to look for to do these searches. Does your CD have some of that where they can find, you know, corroborating?
The only thing my CD has, Mike, is it has some of the sites, you know, where I give credit, where I took the actual reads off the sites.
Okay, well, that'll help. But,
yeah,
you know, I tried to
this thing is a graduate-level course in what's wrong with the world.
Yeah. I've tried to explain some of this stuff to people before and actually had them tell me that they couldn't find any of this stuff on the Internet. And their accounting students, for instance, well, the topic of the comprehensive annual financial reports, what people find hard to grasp is the serious, unimaginable amounts of money that are being played with.
They are, and once they understand fractional reserve banking, the inherent flaw in it, which you can explain to these accounting students, then they are devastated.
Hey, we're out of
thanks
time. Thank you, Mike, for
well
joining the program. Glad we could squeeze you in. Artie, we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you, Rick, and good night, my fellow Americans, and best of luck to you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. Our producer will pick up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Monday night, we'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, good night.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.